You're with Cape Talk.
You're with Cape Talk.
On the back of the Bolito Rage being cancelled, the Bullet Rage has also been cancelled yesterday. The decision was taken by the organisers of the festival, and the festival spokesman at for the Bullet Rage, Ronan Krugman, chats to us this morning. Ronan, a very good morning to you and welcome to Cape Talk.
Good morning, and good morning to the listeners. And thanks for having me on the show.
It's a difficult time, you know. We were looking forward, and I think a lot of matriculants were looking forward to, and your industry, for instance, must have been looking forward to at least being able to have this rage.
Yeah, I think it's more than difficult. It's heartbreaking, and it's actually concerning. You know, this event, I think, was more about overcoming this virus and actually moving forward. And I think this was like a stand against the virus, so to speak, and getting our lives back to normal. The protocols that were put into place around everyone must be vaccinated, the first event in South Africa to make their clientele vaccinated for it, to take a PCR test before they even leave their homes, and show proof of vaccine and PCR test at registration, then to take an antigen test and walk through the front doors. I mean, it's unprecedented. It's more than what the WHO requires, more than what festivals are doing overseas. If you look at the football stadiums in the UK, those people are just vaccinated. And if this doesn't work for our industry, and for the consumers, like when does it actually end, and how do we move forward? And I think like a lot of people were asking us, like, why did you cancel, and what was the reason around it? And we put certain things in place in terms of our warning systems. And I think the frightening aspect of what actually unfolded was, we asked our customers to take PCR tests at home, and the reason for that is we didn't want them traveling with their friends and then testing positive at the registration center. So it was a big ask, because it's an expensive thing to do. I think a PCR test costs a few hundred grand.
Yeah.
And they all did it. And we said, right, we're going to get 5 or 6 positive cases as an overall percentage that's acceptable. We understand that the virus is around, but, you know, life has to go back to normal, and we need to deal with it. We actually ended up having almost 60 test positives. And the numbers were so frightening for us. You know, the saying, the canary in the coal mine. Well, the canary was dead, and it shook us so deeply, and this happened within a matter of hours. So on Wednesday there were 2 positive cases, and by Thursday afternoon the numbers just started flying in, and we looked at the simple maths, because when you do a PCR test, there's obviously a delay in the lab getting the results back to you. And there was a 72-hour requirement for them to do before they arrived. So if you take that and you just extrapolate the numbers within that group, our fear was that we would have probably tested 200 positive today and then 400 the next day. And this thing is moving at such a rate, and it's like watching a slow car wreck. In front of us. And then again, like, we're event organizers.
Mm.
We're not infectious disease specialists.
Yeah.
But because we're getting these tests delivered to us, and we're also running testing on the staff in place, and we're picking up positive cases with the staff.
You've had to sort of pivot and re-angle and reposition With COVID-19, of course, last year you had to cancel. I think you cancelled last year also, and this year you've also had to cancel. But you've had to reposition yourself in order to accommodate this new angle of PCR testing, of antigen testing, and then sit down and do the responsible thing, or do the thing that that is where this actually leads you to. So it must have been a very difficult decision to take, because I know for a rage of this nature, you need sound, you need your lighting, you need your music out there, you need your safety and security that needs to be in place. It's not only just, okay, the plate, the rage has been cancelled, but there are a whole lot of ancillary services, as well as your whole chain of suppliers and everything else that's also affected by this cancellation, isn't it?
The event is booked. The staff are in town. The artists are booked. The product is complete. And the problem with events, it's not like a physical product. I can't go put it in storage and use it in a year's time. So the resource is spent. It is horrific. The economic fallout for businesses like ours, one not trade and then trying to trade and at the last hour having to pull the plug, it's completely catastrophic. And it doesn't just affect us. You know, there are so many people that rely on this chain in terms of events, in terms of tourism, that are getting decimated. I mean, it's the ripple effect of this thing is catastrophic. And to be honest, we don't know when it's going to end. We essentially don't see an end in sight. Because every 4 months, if this thing's going to pop its head up, how do you forward plan? And the other thing that really scares us is that every single rager that said that they tested positive are all asymptomatic. Mm. It's just frightening. Yeah. They have no symptoms, which means they are out there spreading the virus. It's scary, and we're obviously disheartened. We're good people just trying to earn a living, and just trying to do what we love and what we do best. Mm. And
would you possibly consider shifting the date to like February next year, maybe?
It doesn't work like that. It's like saying, well, you have your birthday on the day that isn't your birthday. Rage is an occasion-based event. It's a rite of passage. When they finish their 12 years of school, they come together as a group from matric classes around the country, and they celebrate coming of age. So you can't really celebrate that in the cycle that it isn't happening. Mm. So it's just not possible.
Yeah, I understand it. It's difficult it's difficult to just shift it just like that. But it's also difficult for you as an industry. What are you looking forward to for the industry? I mean, when I heard that on Monday, the health ministry announced and said that by the end of this week we'll be sitting with 10,000 positive cases, I said, man, this thing can't be that bad. And all of a sudden, we are over that 10,000 cases. So this makes planning and decision making very difficult for you.
I think the thing that we need to understand is, are we going to base our forward planning on the people that test positive for COVID that have zero symptoms, or are we going to base it on, do people catch COVID and get put in hospital if they are vaccinated?
Ronan?
If the hospital beds aren't full and people are getting COVID and they're vaccinated and have no symptoms, then why are we basing the economy and the restrictions of the country on the actual cases as opposed to the hospitalization? Mm. And I think that's what we want to understand as an industry, because my understanding is, and we can see it, that every vaccinated person that we've dealt with has no symptoms. They don't believe us that they've got COVID. So it doesn't affect them. They were asked to get vaccinated. They got vaccinated. They got COVID. They weren't affected by it. So why are we basing and putting the fear of God in the nation where everyone is testing positive and the absolute majority in the probably 90%+ to 95% who are vaccinated either have mild flu symptoms or don't have symptoms at all? So are we going to shut the country down because people get flu? Or is this coming to an end? And do we now base it on the hospital beds and the deaths of people falling seriously ill and passing away? And if that's the case, yes, that's what we should base it on.
Ronan, just very quickly, Ronan Kluchman chatting to us. He's the Plet Rage organizer. I just want to read a WhatsApp message that has just come through. This Rage event organizer is an absolute hero. Yeah, in the UK, the Football World Cup caused a massive wave, and we've been having 1,000 deaths per week since then. South Africa is doing the right thing. And that actually, Ronan, comes from somebody out in London. Terry in London has sent you that message. So good luck to you and your team. Good luck to to your forward planning, and in some way I know a number of people would agree with you that we need to look at focusing things differently, especially in terms of international travel and in terms of the Plet Rage and other things happening in and around the country.